I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, June 12th, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
The word now is seize the time.
It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
That awesomeness right there was the legendary Ennio Morricone's The Ecstasy of Gold from the soundtrack to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly as remixed by a guy named Bandini. I have no idea who it is. You can look up Bandini and see if you can figure out anything. I couldn't. That's just what the CD says. Anyway, it's from a record called Ennio Morricone's Remixes Volume 2, which is a pretty hit or miss record, but that song right there is a particular hit. And I'll tell you, even if I don't know anything about Bandini, if all of his stuff sounded as good as The Ecstasy of Gold cut right there, which is basically to say if it all sounded like DJ Shadow, I would be right out there in front with my money to hand it to him and say, give me a whole record. But of course, I don't know anything about him. But anyway, if you liked that song as much as I did, you can pick it up by track in iTunes, or you can buy the whole 2-disc set in Amazon. Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should just get the track in iTunes. Okay, up next on The Sounds of My Head, it's a band from Seattle, Washington, comprised of two very young girls. They are sisters, and their band is called Smoosh. You may remember Smoosh. I've played them on The Sounds of My Head before. They had an album out a few years back called She Like Electric, and they have a brand new album which came out last week called Free to Stay, which is better than their last record. I liked their last record okay. I like this one even more. It still isn't like all 5-star tracks. It's mostly, you know, 3- and 4-star tracks, but that's pretty impressive considering the age of the members who write and perform the songs. we're going to hear the title track called Free to Stay. And if you want to hear the title track live tomorrow, you can if you live in New York City. They're playing a free show, Smoosh, a free show in New York City tomorrow. You can look for me there because I will be there. Very happy to see Smoosh in New York on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. All right, here we go. Smoosh with Free to Stay from their brand new album, also called Free to Stay. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
Nice restaurants. I love like 4-star restaurants, A, because of the food, and also because they'll describe their restaurants in ways that has nothing to do with the food. And they'll do these weird, obsessive, compulsive rituals that they'll put, like there's a restaurant I really want to go to in Vegas called Fleur de Lis. And in the description, they say, every day at Fleur de Lis, we fly in 3,500 ice pink roses and put them each in their own individual silver dusted crystal decanter. And you're reading that, you go, wow, that has nothing to do with the food. What the hell is that? But they, like, look, if you're gonna describe your restaurant that way, go nuts. Just describe stuff that I can't check up on. You're like, every day at Veritas, we fly in the surviving cast members of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And we lock them in a lightless vault 80 feet below the main dining room. And we give each of them a jar with 3 fireflies. You go, wow, we gotta try that steak. We gotta go there. And our coffee-rubbed Kobe beef is each read the book Are You My Mother by a Guatemalan child. And you'll eat that steak next to a waterfall made of Holly Hunter's tears.
Coffee drinks, baby sham. Lead-lined window, free buff caravan. She watches the 100 great $1.99. Trevor drinks when he can in the clubhouse on a Wednesday with his mom. The free games and bingo, and the fat stand up with the covers bound.
Right there was Darren Heyman. You may have recognized the sound of that song. You may have thought, you know, this sounds a lot like that band Hefner. And you would be right. It does sound a lot like the band Hefner. Hefner broke up in 2001 and Darren Heyman is back. He is the lead singer and primary songwriter for Hefner. He has a brand new album which just came out a few months back called Table for One, and that was the song Caravan Song. It's track one off the record. It's a pretty good record, though I think it's better at the beginning than it is at the end. I don't know, something about it. It kind of starts really strong and it kind of putters out, but it's pretty good stuff. So check out Table for One if you like that song, Caravan Song, by Darren Heyman of Hefner. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, it is the up-and-coming pop sensation Lily Allen. You may have heard her stuff on MySpace, as many people have, because she is going to blow up. The song we're going to hear is called LDN, and it's from her upcoming album called All Right Still, which comes out next month, but you could probably download it somewhere off the internet if you try hard enough to find it, along with a couple of mixtapes, which she put together, which are pretty good too. I don't like as much rap as she likes, I think, but there's a lot of really great stuff thrown in there too. And it's well worth a listen. I'll link to the two mixtapes on my website at soundsofmyhead.com. And look out for Lily Allen, because she's going to be cool, and she's got a Fatboy Slim remix coming up, and it's going to be exciting. So here it is, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Lily Allen with LDN.
Sitting with a slapper, then I see it's a pimp and it's crack core.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the main theme, and The Carriage of Spirits, both by Ennio Morricone, both from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, leave comments on thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.